In Jesus' name, our Father and our God, we have come into your presence this morning to learn at the foot of the cross. Holy Spirit of God, teach us. Father, explain yourself to us this morning. May we operate in those gifts of the Spirit that will bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Father, as we wake up to the consciousness of what you want these gifts to do in our lives, Father, we will become effective in the kingdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because from today we are going to start to experience victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's start Sunday school. By the grace of God, from next week, all workers in the church will have to come for Sunday school. Amen. Anyone who calls themselves a worker in this church will have to attend the beginning of Sunday school every Sunday. By next week. So it's not just going to be a handful of us who will be coming. We are looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we are looking at inspirational or vocal gifts. Some people call it speaking gifts. Remember that we said the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be divided into three groups. Over 2 weeks, we looked at the revelational gifts. That includes words of wisdom, words of knowledge. And discerning of spirits. Today, we are going to be looking at inspirational or vocal gifts. What does it mean by inspirational? That they are gifts that inspire. They are gifts that build up our faith. They are gifts that come through somebody making pronouncement or speaking. They inspire us and they build up our faith. So that's what we are talking about this morning. As usual, we are taking our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 31. But we are not going to read verse 1 to 31. We'll just read verse 1 to 9. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 9 or 10. Or maybe let's read to 11 at least. Let me quickly read. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that you are Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. Praise the Lord. So, we are looking at inspirational gifts this morning. Inspirational gifts. I'm not hearing myself. What's happening? Inspirational gifts. I want us to look at our memory verse for today. It's very crucial that we look at it. It's taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. What does it say? Can we read together? It's in our bulletin. 2 Peter 1, 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Can we go again? For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. One more time. But the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is very fundamental to what we are going to be talking about today. To know that when prophecy comes, true prophecy, when it comes, it does not come by the will of that person. If God has used you to prophesy before, you know what I'm talking about. You were not intending to say something. You were not. It's not that when you are at home, you conceive that you are going to say something in church. And then suddenly, when the Spirit of God starts to move, you just find yourself saying things that the Holy Spirit is leading you to say. It's not conceived. It's not reasoned by you. In fact, sometimes it looks impossible. What you are saying would sound impossible. You have no knowledge even of what has been going on. And you just speak into the future. Usually you speak into the future. It may be about an individual. It may be about a community. It may be about a church. It may even be about a country. And the Bible tells us that in the past, in the old time, what happened is that the people who prophesied were moved by the Spirit of God, not by the spirit of men. The Spirit of God will move us in this church in Jesus' name. I've told us that the way to operate in this spirit is to be in the presence of God. To operate in these gifts, we have to be in the presence of God. We have to be people who think in supernatural ways, who think in godly ways, who think in spiritual ways, to have spiritual interpretation to what is going on. Once your mind is tailored that way and is open, God will speak to you. I tell my wife something. What was it, 2 days ago? We were supposed to go and buy something. She said, please, let's go to what bookshop? Let's go and do that. I said, I'm not going. I have to stay at home. Because you will know, by the time you run around, where will God speak to you? When you don't stay in His presence. When you don't stay. You have to stay. If you don't take time to, you know, we can be so busy. We can be so busy that we will drive God out of our lives. Is one of the major weapons of the enemy. Busyness. That you'll be so busy. So busy about what you eat, what you wear, what you... And these are the things that Jesus said we should not concern ourselves about. He said, your Father in heaven will ensure that you have all these things. We will be so busy. You will be so busy. And that's how the devil will steal your time away. God will help us in Jesus' name. So, inspirational, vocal, or speaking gifts. Let's quickly look at them because time is going. Prophecy. Okay, I know time is going. Let me just make this joke. We have people who listen to some of our messages as far back as Nigeria. So, in particular, Reggie, that was the guy we started the church together with. So he said, I listened to your messages on the web. And you said, you know, you always say time. You know, time is going. And you end up spending more time. He said, I do the same thing. So I will try. Okay. Prophecy. This is supernatural utterance, like we said. Usually in a language that people understand. As I've said, it has a target audience and relates to events or individuals and groups like church, the state, the country. It is faith building, especially when you see it come to pass. How does the Bible say you will know a false prophet? He said, when what he says does not come to pass. So, our faith is built up. When the pastor tells you, and I know people, and I know in the past, when God has spoken to my heart and said, this is what is going to happen, and we've shared it with people, and as God will have it, when it was time, I remember in particular, my wife and I had fasted, and we were praying. When we were about to pray, I told my wife, I said, God said to me that a particular woman in this church was going to fall pregnant. It was February that year. I think, was it 2009? I'm not sure now. I said, God told me that this month, before the end of this month, that woman was going to fall pregnant. And I told her. So one of our friends called her to, that they will pray for that woman. That they should pray for that woman. And my wife told the lady, he said, we don't have to pray because this is what God said a few days ago. By the grace of God, when the woman had her baby, we went there. So I asked her, when did you fall pregnant? She told me. And I said, this is what God said. And as God will have it, the lady who called my wife that they should pray was there, who attested to it that this is what happened in the month of February that year. When God chooses to speak and it comes to pass, what does it do? It inspires us to serve God more. We will begin to operate in the spirit, in those gifts of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Otherwise, we are not different from other people. We just come to church and go. We are not spiritual beings. And that's what we are. And we need to operate like that. The Lord will continue to strengthen us in Jesus' name. He said, covet these gifts. There are things we should covet. There are things we should, you know, we should be operating in. The only thing that the Bible says we should covet, that's it. He said, covet these gifts. Covet to operate in spiritual gifts. Desire it. And the only way it can happen is when we fast and pray and stay in the presence of God. As I said earlier on, we can be busy just going round and round the whole day. And I'm telling you, God will not speak to you as you run around. It is not conceived of human thoughts, as we said. And there are many instances. Even the coming of Jesus was prophesied. It came as a result of prophecy because Isaiah said, this is what God said will happen. Let's look at diverse kind of tongues. You can look at check the Bible references there. Diverse kind of tongues. This is the supernatural utterance in other languages which are not known to the speaker. Remember, in the case of prophecy, the person who is speaking knows. Some of us may be asking questions. And what about all these false people? What are the things they say? Remember what we learned last week about discerning of spirits. That's why you have to be a child of God to be able to discern spirits. So you don't just, you know, take in everything, anything. You must be able to discern spirit. And I told you that one of the hallmarks of I mean, that it's not just enough that the person speaks something nice to you. It may sound nice. It may not be led of the Spirit of God. And I told you that the spirit that opposes the word of God cannot be the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. Diverse kind of tongues. It is something that God promised of old. Let's look at Isaiah 28 verse 11. So it didn't just start in the New Testament. God has spoken about it, that it's one of the things that was going to happen. Please, if you get there, quickly read Isaiah 28:11. With stammering lips and another tongue. That is the tongue that people are not familiar with. Praise God. And the Bible says this is a sign that you follow a believer. Somebody to read Mark 16 verse 17 is a sign that you follow every believer. Some people will say, oh yeah, the Spirit comes into your life, therefore you don't necessarily have to speak in tongues. That's not true. The Bible says that is a sign. This sign shall follow them that believe. Can we read Mark 16, 17? In my name they will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They speak another language. They will speak foreign language. It's one of the signs that you follow a believer. I know some people say, no, you know, you have the Holy Spirit. You don't have to. The manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit is by you speaking in another tongue. And that's what shows that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. I like the situation that occurred in the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul went to a group of people and he asked, have you received the Holy Spirit? They said, we have not even had anything like the Holy Spirit. He said, who baptized you? He baptized them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And what happened? He laid hands on them and they started speaking. So some people will say, oh yes, you see some people put hands on people. They just want to force them. They are not forcing you. It comes by impartation. Sometimes it comes by you hearing the word of God. And I can share with you how I received the Holy Spirit. The first time I received the Holy Spirit was in Lecture Theater 1 on the permanent site of University of Ilorin. That's the biggest one. I've told people before, because I hate to be called brother and I don't want to be part of the SUs. So I used to make fun of them. So that day I decided I was just going to see what was happening there. In order not to mingle with them so people won't confuse us and think I'm part of them, I stayed right at the back. Those of us who know Lecture Theater 1, you know it's the biggest one. Yeah, I stayed the last row at the back. That was where I stayed. And I remember the speaker was invited from University of Ife then, now OAU University. And the guy started to minister. And after he finished his ministration, he just said, let us pray. And I stood up like this. The thing just took me up and disgraced me. I tried to get up and I knew I was speaking. I couldn't get up. And as soon as he said, in Jesus' name, my face just clear. And for like 1 week, anytime I walk on the campus, it was like I was floating. I was just like floating. Honestly, there was serenity. Everything was quiet around me. I was floating. I would walk like this. It was different. The young man, I wouldn't listen. Praise the Lord. I don't know how God has touched you. But if he has not touched you, he can touch you now. That, I believe, was what defined my life. Even though I went away. But later, I thought back. And I can never forget. Because I wasn't close to the guy. He didn't even touch me. I wasn't hypnotized though. Because, let me even tell you, I wanted to stay far away from them. So you don't confuse me with an SU. It's true now, so that when I say sister, next day you won't think I'm one of the SUs. You know what I mean? Aha. So I wanted to ensure that. But that was how I met the Holy Spirit. He can touch you. And that kind of peace will enter your life in Jesus' name. Diverse kind of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. This is the supernatural ability to say in a known language what was uttered in an unknown tongue or language. You can imagine what's going to happen. You see, when you are praying, you can pray in tongues. The Bible says when you pray in tongues, what are you doing? You are communicating, you know, in an unknown language, in a spiritual way to God. And what happens? He says you edify yourself. Praise the Lord. And the Bible actually talks about it, building your faith. He says now building your most holy faith, speaking in tongues, in the Holy Ghost. That's Jude, verse 20. Okay? So you can build yourself, edify yourself, and build up your faith by speaking in tongues. But when we come into a church like this, just imagine all of you sitting here, and I decide, and I come into your, into this place, and I start to blow tongue. Eh? I start to what am I saying? It will not edify you. You are not going to have understanding. So the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. Otherwise, everyone will just come and start, you know, and it can mean anything. Because we don't understand. We are communing with God. Now, what the Bible now says is this. When we come together like this, if I'm going to speak in tongues to the church, there must be somebody to interpret what I'm saying. And the Bible says we must take turns. If we have to speak, we must take turns. Not that everyone will just start to, you know, that is when it is meant for the church. So that there will be order. So that there will be order in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Do we have any questions? The references are there for us to read. If there's something you don't understand, if there's a question you want clarified, please. Any questions? I'll give 2 minutes. If you want to share your experience of how you received the Holy Spirit, and if there's anyone who has not received the Holy Spirit, as we pray this morning, I believe that God will visit you in Jesus' name. Not only that, there is a service for impartation. When? 22nd of April. We will be waiting on the Lord here, and all of us will come at 5 o'clock. The service will start at 5. And of course, if you are a worker in the church, you will be here by 4:30 on that day. And then we'll impart the Holy Spirit on people by the grace of God. So anyone, if you don't receive this money that day, I believe the Lord will visit you in Jesus' name. Anyone want to share the experience of how they received the Holy Spirit? Okay, please let's rise up and pray. Let us rise up and pray. You see, when the Spirit of God, when these gifts become manifest in the church of God, the people will see the power of God made manifest. And we will start to serve the Lord in total awe of Him. You can imagine what happened to the people when they saw what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. I want us to pray this morning. Ask that God will visit us in this place this morning. Ask that the Holy Spirit of God will visit us as a people. Ask God to visit His church, and that, you know, He will make Himself manifest before our very eyes this morning. In Jesus' name. Ask God to visit us. Ask God to visit His church. Ask God to make His presence known in this place. Ask Him to make His presence known in the midst of His people this morning. Ask the Lord to make His presence known in the midst of His people. Make Your presence known. Oh Lord, our God. Holy Spirit of God, make Your presence known. Oh yes, make Your presence known. Our Lord and our God, make Your presence known this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to ask God to visit you as a person. Ask that the Holy Spirit of God will visit you as a person. Ask Him to visit you today, that you will not go home without a touch from the Lord. Ask Him to go to touch you this morning. Touch you this morning. Ask the living God to touch you this morning. Holy Spirit of God, I need a fresh touch from heaven. Touch me this morning. Touch my life this morning. Touch my life, O Lord. Touch me afresh this morning, like I've never been touched before. I talked about Your sweetness, I talked about the peace that comes with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Touch each and every one of us this morning. Touch Your people this morning, that they may know that indeed You are the Lord. That they may know indeed that this sign is following them. Lord, let there be a fresh touch this morning. A touch that transformed lives. A touch that changes life. A touch that translates one from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Touch Your people, Lord. Touch us as a people. Touch us as a church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' glorious name we are prayed. Amen.